Welcome along to the English and Maths Boom. We are already laughing before we even begin. I did that thing where you drop a bombshell just as you press the record button. So we're not going to re-record it because we don't re-record anything. We never have.
We're just one-hit wonders.
But welcome along to Ian and Booth. You've got me, Sammy What the Trig Math, and Holly here today. And we'll get the big news out of the way, shall we, Holly?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. As pants as it is.
Come on, we've got to hold this together. So we're bringing you this episode today with the news that the podcast is going on pause. There will be no more episodes for the foreseeable future from this point. Cue booze around the nation from our top 34 Apple podcast. Still our favourite stat that we're ever going to have. But we are going to put pause on the podcast for now. Holly, do you want to share a bit about your reasons for putting pause on the podcast for now?
Yeah, so we've done so much. In fact, I suppose it goes back to when we first started to do this, it was just an idea that I passed on to you. And you were like, yeah, come along then. And then we did this, and we didn't realise how much interest it was going to gauge and how many people would be so interested in it. And I think that it's amazing that we've spoke to so many educators and had so much positive feedback from it. But I suppose it's the reason for our pause, or my pause, is just life. Life's just busy. And also so many other people are busy as we're going back into the swing of Ofsteds. The big O is sweeping across colleges and institutions at the minute, isn't it? And people's time. And what we don't want to do is the reason why we record such short episodes is take up other people's time when they're busy. So that's for me. What about you?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think people are getting busy, and it's finding time when we're free to record with other people and diary clashes and all that. And we've not minded a single moment of the admin that's gone into this podcast. But when you're looking at your life plate and all the things that we're juggling, this is the sort of thing that we sort of both have decided that it can drop off. For me, I felt a bit of a fraud since I left teaching at Easter that I've not really been still in the classroom. So I've always been a bit, oh, should I carry on with the podcast? Should I not? And then I have just been diagnosed with Lyme's disease. So we're going to take a pause on the podcast so that everything in my life has pretty much been stripped back to, like, just everything that I need to do is function to keep the children going and the house going and work going. Everything else has just been put on the back burner. I'm totally fine. And, you know, I'm not unwell in any way, shape or form, just recognizing that this is probably a good time just to readdress the balance. So yeah, we're going to pause the podcast.
I think it's really good. And what I love the most is that we can have those discussions, and they don't have, you know, me and Sammy don't religiously sit every week and sit and edit and tweak and this and that, you know, every minute of every day with the podcast. But we can, with a kind of relationship that we've got, where we can just say, what the hell is this, or what happened there, or do you want to do this? So it's great to have that relationship about something where we're coming together and understanding it together as well.
Yeah, I think my favorite thing is the cleaning the bathroom chats that I think we've mentioned before, but basically when we clean the bathrooms in each other's houses, like, I'm not in Holly and I've never met face to face, let's just put that out there, but when we're cleaning bathrooms, we'll leave voice notes for each other as we go through each stage. So as you scrub the sink, you'll leave a voice note, and then you scrub the toilet, you'll leave a voice note, and the conversation, there's never any pressure to get back immediately to each other, but it is that's the way we plan, that's the way we work together, and we help each other out where we can, but we're both recognising that we've probably got to address the balance. So what we thought we'd do, rather than make this a real boring episode, is we'd talk about some of the brilliant things we've learned from you guys while we've been doing this. So if we look at our top popular episodes, number one is Functional Skills English Inclusive of All Its Audiences with Steph Guilford? So that one will have been with you, Holly. What was great about that episode? Why is it number one, do you think?
I think it brought back the recognition of functional skills. I think I think we were at a time when we recorded it as well where maths and English was still bubbling under the surface and CFM was about. And I think lockdown brought all of these projects together. You know, we met through Joy FE, then we did the AP Connect, and then there was the radio, and then this came about. And I think that there's so many people now we're also connected on Twitter that when we started to talk about things, all of us in every area realised that functional skills doesn't really have a foot in. It tends to be 5, 6, 7 steps behind GCSE, doesn't it? Because it's, you know, a lot of colleges don't even want to run functional skills. But I think that those conversations that we had about functional skills are really important. And it was about making functional skills meaningful for students of age 16. So when we're talking about putting the bins out, I remember this example from Steph, we're talking about putting the bins out and writing to the council. Now, whilst we're preparing students for life, and eventually they might do that or they might have done that, it's not something that they're going to be inspired to write about. And we were talking about those types of topics. And I think it really hit for everybody, even if you weren't teaching functional skills and you were teaching GCSE English, that sometimes the topics are just not relatable for students. And although that's a skill in itself, it's just not purposeful. And I imagine that's also the same sometimes in math. Some of the scenarios are not realistic.
Yeah, 100%. And actually, I've just been studying universal design for learning today, UDL principles, which is an American concept. And I've just been sort of refreshing myself on that. But one of my favourite things, I've got it open on another screen, actually, I'm just going to flick to the other screen. And it says there's a barrier to learning, which could be around providing options for perception for students. And so you need to offer ways of customising the information. Is it presented in multiple ways? Can students customise what they're reading? Can they create their own representations? Do they have the opportunity to share with each other? And I'm just thinking, yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about here, is that we need to make everything accessible to everyone, and that includes tone of voice and content. Yeah. It's, for me, it's things like in maths, it's particularly around like charity donations or fundraisers or stuff like that. And I have never taught in an area where that would be financially viable or possible for my students. So yeah, totally get that. So next on the list is an episode with us, so we'll gloss over that and we'll come back to that.
But number three, to be fair.
Number three on the list is, I'm just doing my job and I love it. And that's with Dave, who is Joy of Maths on Twitter. And this is the power of social media, like just literally like sending people a cheeky DM, do you want to be on a podcast? And people generally been so nice and just been like, yeah, great. And Dave was just like, just blew me away, because he sort of said, we diagnose and do a diagnostic assessment, and I'm not even looking, Holly, but I can feel your eyes rolling from here.
Oh, well, we've just been talking about diagnostic and initial assessments in 5 to this week.
Dave was saying how when they do that diagnostic assessment at their college, that actually then creates a bespoke scheme of learning. And it's like that utopia for me of like, oh, that's what they're for, and not for putting in ILPs.
I think, there's so much we could say about IAs and DAs and schemes of work and paths which everybody take down, isn't there? But I think there's, again, coming back to our subject here of English and maths, I think that sometimes we have to see things in a different way, and are they fit for purpose for us and the people we've got in front of us? Because that's the big question that we always have to ask ourselves, isn't it? Yeah. Things, we're always saying things don't work for every student, and it's the same with the resources, it's the same with the assessments, it's the same with the schemes of work. And, you know, we can all sit down as a department and put together a scheme of work and it's fantastic and we're all agreed with it, some people might not, but going forward when you're delivering that, it's always going to change. And I think that's a really hard concept to grasp, because in FE we have different protocols for English and maths compared to schools, where they have much more closer marking policies and things like that, whereas we don't have that so much in FE. But we do have the much more tailored approach, and that's where we all start off the same, but that journey through the year looks completely abstract and different for each class, for each teacher, for each set of students, for each course. You know, it varies, doesn't it?
It does, totally, 100%. So number four is I want learners to tell their story, which is Mars Math.
Oh, Mars. It was a good episode.
One of our Joy FE friends, who were slightly biased.
This mentioned writing a letter, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a letter to maths, and it was What did you want to tell yourself about maths at the start of the year, and Mars looks after them for our students and then at the end of the year lets them have them back and reflect on their journey? And I thought, just such a simple but powerful way to have that moment of pause and reflection for students.
I think that's a really, I'm thinking about how things can run where I am, and you know, we have the benefit of having student coaches for maths and anxiety coaches, and they're working with lots of small groups of students. And actually those small groups of students where there's three or four, that kind of exercise is so beneficial, because we've taken the first steps to remove them or put them in an environment which is much more comfortable and supportive, but also we're working with them to understand those kind of breakdowns that they're having. But this is something from them to them, isn't it? And at the end of the year, regardless of whatever is on that results paper or the grade, they still will have made some progress, you know, buzzword, but they would have made progress. But that progress might not be that their grade's gone up. That progress might be that they are comfortable to enter a maths classroom without some form of past trauma or loss of hope or the fear that they're going to be judged because they can't do something.
Amazing. Amazing. Right. Last then in the top five, because we've excluded ourselves in there because we don't count. It's not, that's not what you listen for. You listen for the good people we have on, not just us. But top five is, and I think this is a nice one to finish on to discuss, is the champions and challenges of being an English trainee teacher in FE, and even more relevant now from when you recorded it, Holly, to what your job is now. But that was with Jodie, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Jodie was a trainee teacher on a PGC post 16. And I don't want to say anymore because I can't remember if that was disclosed, but she was talking about the challenges that she was facing with just generally being a teacher in FE to begin with, and then realizing the challenges that come with working in the areas of English and maths, because people will say to us, don't they, oh, it's really hard, I wouldn't like your job, it's really, really hard. And then you say, well, no, it's really rewarding. And but really, it comes with a lot of other pressures. You know, we don't have the pressures of assignments and, you know, working to certain criteria almost. We're looking at outcomes and we work towards papers. But there is so much more within that. And it's a very big pastoral role, isn't it, that we take on. And it was great to hear that Jodie, at the time, had tapped into such a big network of English teachers in the sector that she felt like she could just put a question on Twitter about behaviour management. She said, I've got a really challenging class. I feel like they're from construction. And she said, I'm just not sure how to go about it. I've tried this and I've tried this. And a flood of responses came from FE educators. And I thought, wow, what a great time that we're all now here, present. And maybe we've all been present before, but actually the communities of practice that are out there and the FE community is live and kicking and it's thriving, isn't it? You know, we've got more acknowledgement now than we've ever got. And English and maths is out there ready to continue with that, regardless of what anybody else thinks or what anybody else is closing down. But I thought it was a really great thing to be able to have. And if I'd have thought about it, you know, 10 years ago when I was trained to be a teacher, I would have loved that. But again, that's come from communities of building that up, and also people being vulnerable to put that out there themselves.
Oh yeah, totally. I think credit to Amplify FE, who always tweet our episodes out.
Thank you, Amplify FE. Genuinely, you know, that we're on the map.
We are.
We put ourselves on the map, but we're on the map.
Doors don't open, you have to beat them down. FE News, they were really great as well. They let us put some pieces up on there as well. I'm going to forget things now, aren't I? This is going to be a terrible thing. Our own events, opportunities for English and math, they were good. Yeah. We've done those as well. FE News.
But also we've been a platform for celebrations for people who have had research, or they've been working together in collaboration. We've looked at OTLA projects that have been successful. We've looked at Tom Wood did an episode about creativity and creative writing using Dungeons and Dragons and how that was going to be a sunset research project. We've had
Team Femme research as well shared. Yeah.
We've had Chris Briggs come on from the Warden Bodies, so talking about English and maths.
Which David Redden as well. We've had David Redden on as well.
Yes.
From NCFE.
And there's just been so many people. And it's been great because I feel like also we've had a platform for people who just want to be heard and celebrated in areas that they can't be. And they've been able to do that privately because we've always said, you don't disclose where you are. You don't have to say where you work or anything like that. That's entirely up to you. We're just here to amplify what you do and share that with the sector.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. What a great way to end it there, Holly. So we do always keep these short episodes, so we're not gonna make any difference today. We're gonna take a wrap on this episode, but if you have listened to us, this is your first listen, sorry, bad timing. If you've listened to us before.
Well, the whole lot of things you can go back to though, don't
you? I know, they'll live forever. But thank you to anyone who's listened. We genuinely didn't think anyone would listen. This sounds really bad, but we genuinely have never put any planning into it other than the bathroom cleaning voice notes to each other. And that's what's made it been an absolute joy for me to be part of. So thank you, Holly.
No, thank you. And the only planning we do is when Sammy updates me with the stats and we're gunning for next figures. When we got 1,000 plays, that was us. We were like, let's go. But no, it's been great. And it's not goodbye. It's just, let's hold on. Let's regroup. So thank you, and thank you to everyone who listens.